Once upon a time.
All good stories begin that way, right?
Once upon a time, there was a patch of dirt beside a walkway. One year, some seeds were laying in the soil. The rain fell on the earth, and the seeds began to feel a little uncomfortable. Their insides began to swell with the water, but their hard, brown shells were still the same size. As their insides swelled more, they pushed against their shells, and finally, the shells cracked. Once their shells had cracked, the seeds could feel the wonderful warmth of the soil around them, warmed by the sun each day, and they could feel the nourishing moisture from the rain that had soaked the ground. And they felt healthy and they grew. One seed felt himself stretching and growing. He wondered what was happening because he was a brand new seed and he had never sprouted before. But he had a sense that this is what seeds did. He felt a little embarrassed. But mostly, he was just excited. One morning, our little seed was shocked at how bright the world was. Everything looked different. It was bright, and when he looked around, he could see a long way. He had grown enough to see above the soil. It was a little frightening at first, but once he got used to the brightness and all the space around him, he started to stretch out a bit. He liked the way the sun felt on his green sprout. He liked looking around the dirt patch and seeing other little green sprouts. Then one day, Little Sprout noticed that one of the other sprouts was getting bigger on the top. He wondered if it hurt. The other sprout's top got bigger and bigger until one day it popped open just the slightest bit, kind of like when their seeds had split open that day not so long ago. The next day, Little Sprout saw that inside, that other sprout's big top was the most beautiful color of purple he had ever seen. Each day, there was more purple, and the petals of that flower opened to their fullest extent. Purple flower straightened up her stem as high as it would go.
Well, I see that I'm the purple flower. Purple is royal, a very royal color. It's meant for kings and queens, and this must mean I am a very royal and important flower. I wonder where you'll be.
The other sprouts also wondered. Little Sprout looked around and noticed that the other green sprouts' heads were getting bigger, and soon they would bloom into flowers too. But Little Sprout wasn't even making a bud yet. He felt a little embarrassed, but mostly he just hoped he would bloom one day into a royal purple flower, just like purple flower. The next day, another sprout's buds split open ever so slightly, and the sprouts in the royal purple flower stretch around to see what color this flower might be.
You're going to be bright yellow.
In the next few days, that yellow flower bloomed and stretched out his petals.
Oh, I'm a beautiful yellow flower. Yellow is bright and happy, and everyone loves things that are bright and happy. Everyone will love me. I'm so glad to be a yellow flower.
Oh yes, happy is nice. But purple, purple is powerful and important. I'm glad you're a yellow flower, but I'd rather be purple.
Purple is beautiful, but so is yellow. If I can't be purple, I'd like to be a yellow flower.
Little Sprout reached a leaf up to see if he was swelling a bud yet, but he was not. He was a little embarrassed, but mostly just hoped he would bloom into a beautiful purple or yellow flower. The next day, another sprout's bud popped open, and she stretched her petals out.
Oh my, I'm a deep red flower. Red is the color of love. I will be loved by everyone, and someone will give me as a gift as a sign of their love. Nothing is more wonderful than being a deep red flower.
Oh yes, red is nice and yellow is bright, but I'd rather be purple. There's nothing in all the world I would want to be more than purple.
I thought purple and yellow were the only colors, but red? I really want to be red. I'm okay with being a purple or yellow flower, but I hope I'm a deep red flower.
Little Sprout reached a leaf up again to see if he was swelling a bud that might one day become a deep red flower. It seemed like everyone else had already bloomed. There were all sorts of colors beyond red, purple, and yellow, blues, oranges, pinks. As he felt his bud, he wondered, does it feel bigger? Does it feel like it's swelling a bit, or I'm just hoping it feels that way? But the next day, he felt again, and he was just sure it was getting bigger.
Hey, guys, I think I'm swelling a bud. I'm going to be a flower like you. Isn't that great?
Well, look who's finally catching up to the rest of us. What a late bloomer. I've been blooming for days now, and there are dozens of us who have bloomed into bright, beautiful colors. We've got pastels in pink, purple, and lavender. And then, of course, we have purple, the best color of them all. So it's about time you swallowed a bud.
Our little sprout felt kind of embarrassed when the other flowers said those things, but mostly he just hoped to bloom into a beautiful flower like the others. And as the days went by, he felt his bud swell. He could hardly wait to bloom. He reached the leaf up many times a day to see how big his bud had gotten. One day, when his bud was getting quite big and feeling quite tight, like it was ready to bloom any day, little sprout felt and heard a little popping sound. His bud had split open, just the tiniest bit. It was such a tiny slit, no one could see what color he was yet. He asked around.
Can you see what color I am? Can you see yet?
They all were too busy admiring each other, and they were barely paid attention to him. But one of them did look over and say,
"No, can't see it yet."
Then went back to talk with Purple about how great it was to be such lovely flowers. Little Sprout thought to himself,
"That's okay, they'll see. I'll spread my petals in a day or two, and they'll see how beautiful I am."
The next day, Sprout heard the others giggling. He wondered what was so funny.
"What's so funny?"
"We can see what color you are."
"What color am I? Can you see?"
"You're not a color at all. You're plain old worn white."
All the flowers burst into a fresh chorus of laughter. The white flower lowered his bloom a little. He was embarrassed. He was sad. Over the next few days, his petal did spread and was hoping maybe there would be a few streaks of color on his boring white petals, but that didn't happen. His petals spread wider into a big flower blossom. He had hoped that he would at least be a small white flower so the others would not stare at him so much. He could feel more hidden if he were smaller, but his petals stretched into a large blossom, and he could not hide his embarrassment. While he was standing there in the bright sun, wishing he was something else, all the flowers heard some footsteps approaching.
"A person is coming. Surely he'll pick me, for I am the royalest, most looking one of us all."
"Maybe he wants something bright and happy. He'll probably pick me."
"If he wants something for someone he loves, he'll pick me."
And the white flower kept quiet, hoping no one would say anything mean about what he knew is true, that no one would ever want a born flower like him.
"I need a gift for a very royal and important person."
"I told you so."
"But this gift is for someone who brings joy and light to the world."
"Maybe you're not the most important."
"But this flower is for someone I love so deeply I can't even find words to describe my love."
"Yep, love always wins."
"But my gift is for the purest soul who ever lived, and white is a symbol of purity. Look at this exquisite white flower."
Before White Flower knew what was happening, he felt a warm, soft hand on the base of his stem, and he felt himself being plucked from the earth. He looked at the other flowers, who had surprised looks on their faces, and he realized that he was chosen to be a gift. Of all the flowers, he was chosen for his beauty, and white was not boring at all. It was, what did he say? Exquisite. And as purple, yellow, deep red, and all the rest watched, the old man walked on.
"Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might and has become my salvation."
The man walked on into the countryside, where he found a barn. He entered the barn and saw the child wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger, the mother and father close by. The man knelt before his king, who deserved a purple flower, the light of the world, who deserved a yellow flower, the king of love, who deserved a red flower, and laid beside the sinless child, the purest white, the most beautiful flower he had ever seen, a symbol of purity and righteousness. The end.
Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. The Lord says, I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home. At that time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord.